which is, you know, notify people the same way we notified them of the meeting.
Doesn't say how far in advance or anything?
Up until the time of the meeting.
If we do make these last minute cancellations, I would think we have a number of people from the public who come here regularly. It would be nice to add them to the notice list, whether it's via phone call or email.
Can you help with it, Sue?
So what would be the recommended time or process?
Well, my feeling on this is, you know, if you have a quorum, you know, the county council has decided that that's a sufficient number to conduct business. As long as you have a quorum, there's no reason to cancel the meeting.
Unless you got a storm.
You know, weather.
Snowstorm, hurricane.
Yeah, I'm talking about the situation we had last time.
Right.
You know, some people couldn't make it, and obviously for a storm, you're going to do things different.
I mean, what would be the recommended procedure if John wants to know if we're going to have the meeting tonight? Should he call Sue's office and ask, and up to what time? Should it be 3 o'clock in the afternoon? After 3 o'clock, it's a go? Whether we want enough people or not? Or?
Well, if you know that there's not going to be a quorum, the meeting can be canceled. And then it's a matter of putting the notices out to people. You know, if we knew at 3 o'clock today we weren't going to have a quorum, you know, we would post the notices in the places that we posted the notices for the meeting, which would be here, the bulletin board at the airport, the EOC, and then also the media. We send media releases out. No?
It would be too late for the media.
Okay. I mean, we do the same, whatever we do for a snow thing, probably. You know, we put those out, and, you know, as Mike said, you know, people that are regulars, you know, will make phone calls, send emails, whatever, to notify those people. You know, and if people are, you know, that obviously they can call anytime and ask if there's still a meeting. You know, somebody that we're not aware of, that's...
Could you ask Susan, when you send out the agenda, if members of the committee would notify you if they can't be here?
Yeah, I can do that.
And then you might have knowledge up front whether or not there's enough.
Oh, no.
And then we could...
People on the committee would do that anyway.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have to ask somebody if they're not coming.
Well...
Everybody okay with that, Garrett? I mean, you've been awful quiet.
I think seems pretty straightforward, actually.
That covers lack of a quorum. I think there was some talk last time with a quorum of canceling the meeting. Is that something you want to...
No, I wasn't looking at that. I just suspected with the number of people that weren't there, you're always going to have a couple people throw a fan belt on New York Avenue in D.C. Mm-hmm. You know, so it seems like up to about 45 minutes ago, Gus was going to be here, Larry was going to be here, I was going to be early, and Rick was going to be on time. 45 minutes ago, Larry's stuck in D.C., Gus is still on his project, Rick was running late, got here on time, and I was a few minutes late. So, I mean, things change, but it's just, you're going to have a couple people, even if you ask. It's going to have a couple people to say, you know what, I can't make it. Whether it's, you know, a little league game or somebody broke a wrist at a soccer game or, you know, has to be taken to the hospital or somebody's in an accident or whatever. You're always going to have one or two. So if we were right there at the quorum, my question in the last meeting was maybe Sue needs to ask, just verify everybody's going to be there. At that point, she would have gotten probably a quorum. And the meeting would have been held. But if we had canvassed the rest of the members, it might have been, I can't make it. So that individual.